It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. Last year, the Little Rock women's golf team led the OVC Championship from start to finish. They claimed the title at Tunica National. It was the first conference title in the program since 1999 and just its third overall title. It was the first Ohio Valley Conference title for the Little Rock Trojans, competing in the league for just the second season. Little Rock finished with a three-day total of 9-11. Individual rounds of 302, 305, and 304 were able to push them past Morehead State, who won the title the season before. They had to settle for a runner-up finish. Little Rock beat Morehead State by 8 shots, and the Trojans also had Anna Dawson, who won the overall championship. She was the OVC Player of the Year, and Coach Jenna Birch, who has led the Little Rock Trojans to their first ever NCAA tournament appearance this year, was handed the Bobby Nichols OVC Coach of the Year trophy after the completion of play in Tunica. The Trojans advanced to the NCAA championships by winning the OVC championship. That was played in College Station, Texas, at the Traditions Club, home of Texas A&M. Little Rock finished 11th there, but it was the memories and the fact that they were the first Little Rock Trojan team to ever play in the NCAA tournament that made this year so spectacular. Coming up after the break, I sit down with head coach Jenna Birch on this edition of From the Short Grass. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you find them on the web, bphotels.com. Book one of their great places. You will be glad you did. We're back after this. Stay with us.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the real fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, Bogle Park, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with the newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. When you need an overnight place to stay anywhere in Arkansas, check out bphotels.com first. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. Jenna Birch was born in the United Kingdom and came to the U.S. for college. She, of course, started playing golf at a very young age. I'll let her tell you how she got started playing and also how she got involved in coaching the game as well. She was named the third head women's golf coach in Little Rock Trojan program history on June 14th of 2019. And just this past year, she led the Trojans to their first ever NCAA tournament appearance. On the tee, Jenna Birch.
Jenna, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. All right, we'll get into your career in golf and how you got started and all that. But first of all, I want to say congratulations, Ohio Valley Conference champions, and you, Ohio Valley Conference Coach of the Year. That has to feel good.
It does. Every time someone still says it, it makes me smile. You kind of forget about it, but like that was like last season and we did so much and the players did so much. But like, yeah, every time I still see people around and they tell that and I'm like, okay, yep.
I mean, you're smiling from ear to ear. Uh-huh. I mean, you can't get it off of your face right now because of what you and the ladies accomplished. I mean, it's a big time accomplishment for Little Rock to win a conference championship, make it to the NCAA tournament for the first time ever.
Yeah, and it was kind of like a full house, right, at conference. So we won as a team. Anna won individually. Anna won Player of the Year. Eleanor won Freshman of the Year. And then, obviously, I won Coach of the Year. So, you know, we kind of checked every single box that we could possibly do. So I think that is what makes it even greater, right? It's not just one of us. It was the entire team, all six girls and myself, and obviously all the support staff, too. So it was a big thing. It was good.
So when did you first pick up a golf club? Do you remember that?
So I was about 11 or 12. My brother, who was 7 years older than me, played golf, and I basically just wanted to hang out with him and his friends. So followed him to the golf course, and that was pretty much how it started.
So growing up in England, near Manchester, what course would you go to there?
So I had a local course that was about a mile away from my house, Fleetwood Golf Club. That was pretty much where I grew up playing. Loved it. I mean, I would ride my bike there with my golf clubs on my back. And then when I got older, I was very fortunate to be given a junior membership at Royal Lytham, which hosts the British Open. So,
yes.
Yeah. So yes. Between them two and a couple of other the local ones, that's pretty much where I grew up. So.
Self-taught, or did you have some instruction?
Pretty much self-taught. I don't think I can ever look back and truly say I had someone that I worked with consistently. One of the local pros at Fleetwood Golf Club really helped me when I was about 14, 15 when he took the job there. But apart from that, I've never really had a lesson or a coach. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a video of my swing. I can tell you that.
Yeah, some people are always looking at their swing and everything, but you can't tell me the last time you ever did that to try and work on your game?
Nope, and probably shouldn't admit this as a college coach. I've never actually used TrackMan for myself. So, yeah, I'm pretty much a feel player.
Well, the technology is there. If you want to use it, you could.
Yeah, we have it. We have it for the team. We use it every day. I just... Not me, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. When did you decide that you wanted to come to the States and try and play golf competitively?
So it was, honestly, I was like last minute. So we graduate high school at 16. We can choose to continue to 18 before coming to college. I had a really good couple of years between 16 to 18 where I actually wanted to turn pro. So after high school, I took a gap year, tried to play some big amateur events back in Europe and honestly didn't perform as well as what I wanted to. So kind of figured out like, yep, you're not quite ready yet. So my brother had come to the US. He went to Iona up in New York. So I was like, okay, this is the next option, and managed to get a scholarship at Armstrong Atlantic in Savannah, Georgia. So.
Playing golf and growing up in Europe, and I think of Scotland when I played there last summer, and I also got to play in London at Royal Blackheath. Two totally different settings, obviously, when you go and you play the links style like a St. Andrews or Carnoustie, something like that, as opposed to Royal Blackheath when it's where it's in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like if you go to Pleasant Valley here, it's in the city as opposed to going to like play Pebble Beach where it's a links style course. How did the weather affect when you were wanting to play golf over there growing up?
Yeah, so obviously it's a little windy.
I grew up
playing links golf, so that's pretty much all I knew. Obviously I would be exposed to other golf courses, but only when I would play tournaments in different parts of England. But links golf is honestly, it taught me a lot, which helps me now as a coach. Like, we have to be creative. We had to be kind of using our imagination with shots. I tell people all the time, you could play one of the par fours at Royal Lytham and you would hit your drive and it'd be in the middle of the fairway, but it'd roll 55 yards into a bunker. And if you've watched any of the Open, like, those bunkers really aren't something to be messed with. So, you know, you got really creative with the wind particularly. It definitely helps me as a coach because I think I can adjust a little bit more when we go to tournaments and it is windy. You know, the girls and I will constantly, and they're all international, but a lot of them will be like, I think it's like half a club went, and I'm like, oh, no. No, it's not.
Add a little more to it.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to aim a little right at the pin. No, we're going to aim for the right side of the green. So it's definitely helped me, but I definitely think, you know, it's an imagination component that's what Lynx Golf creates. I mean, Seve was one of my favorite golfers. He's one of the all-time greats, and you could see it anytime he played Lynx Golf, like the creation that he did. So, yeah, I'd say that's the big difference of growing up over there.
So you come to college in the United States, in Georgia. What type of career collegiately did you have?
I had a pretty good one. You know, I had a great coach. He's still one of my big-time mentors even now. I won a few events. I got to play in the national championship as an individual. Couple of All-American honors, player of the year at conference. You know, I had a great career. But I had a great team. I had great teammates. A couple of them are still my best friends to this day. And that kind of helped me want to be a golf coach because I just loved every single thing about it.
I was going to say, when did you decide, if you know the exact time, when it was that, okay, yes, I want to devote my life to golf and I want to coach?
So honestly, it was probably Coach Butler who I played for. After graduating, I thought I wanted to go down the route of my major, which was psychology, and actually worked in a crisis home for people who suffer from schizophrenia. So, but even then, for that year, I would text him every day asking how the team was doing and qualifying. You know, I still knew the team. I knew the recruits that was coming in. And basically every week I was like, okay, so how do they stand? Can I see the scorecards? Like, if it was close, I'd be like, how are they hitting it? Like, and after that year, he needed an assistant. And basically was like, you know, I'm tired of you bugging me. I'm tired of you not leaving me alone with this team. I think you need to come back and be our coach and see if you like it. So I went back and was the assistant coach there for 2 years for the men and the women.
And you liked it?
Loved it. I mean, here I am 10 years down the line, so.
I was going to say, and your trek to Little Rock had a stop in Statesboro, Georgia.
Yeah.
What was your time in Statesboro like?
Statesboro was huge. It definitely, you know, taught me a little bit about the Division I experience. Obviously, the school I played for was D2. My school that I played for on Georgia Southern merged, so they became one institution. Thankfully, you know, the Eagle family thought I was a good assistant coach and took me over as the women's assistant. But Statesboro definitely opened my eyes to, like, how Division I was a little different. The resources, the travel schedule. You know, at Armstrong, we definitely weren't flying to Puerto Rico and Las Vegas to compete. So that definitely prepared me to be a head coach. And spending 2 years there was great. And then obviously got the chance to come here.
Obviously, you were there in the Sun Belt Conference. You saw Little Rock women's golf when you were there. And then when Bridget Norwood decided that she wanted to retire, you saw that opportunity, I guess, and decided, hey, that's a job I might want.
Yeah. So I pretty much, you know, thought after 4 years of being an assistant, I was ready to be a head coach. Truth, I don't think anyone's really ready to be a head coach. You definitely learn that first year. And the men's coach at Georgia Southern, Carter Collins, was good friends with the former coach here, Jake Harrington. And, you know, they had a couple of conversations. Jake was the director of golf. So, you know, Carter was the kind of one that promoted my name, and we had a couple of conversations. Jake and I kind of hit it off from the get-go and realized, you know, we could work good together. I think that's the best thing for any men's coach and women's coach. And then, you know, I was so interested in Little Rock because I knew I could come here and kind of help create something new. Bridget did an amazing job, like, coming in and following that legacy of her and her husband Wynn was big shoes to fill, but it was also great because, you know, I met Bridget, I think, on my interview weekend, you know, and she was pretty much, this is blank slate, do with it as you will. So it was kind of exciting to come in and do that.
Your first couple of years, struggles.
Yeah.
I've talked to you over them, and, you would tell me that I don't know if my players really like me after tournaments and stuff. But after seeing their trials and tribulations and what they went through, that has to make what happened this last season so much more gratifying, I would think.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, I tell everyone I thought it would take 5 years to kind of see something. Waiting 5 years to try and see something is a different matter. But then, you know, we're all competitive and we want to see results within the first year. So it took an entire recruiting cycle. So my freshman that I brought in as a head coach, you know, graduated in May. So it really was a whole recruiting, but to see everything put together, to see the hard work, Vicky and Aggie, they've been a part of the team for 4 years now, and they've probably grinded every single day for 4 years. So it meant a lot to finally see the work pay off. But yeah, no, I pretty much tell my players, even when I recruit them, I'm like, if you like me for 4 years, I didn't do my job. So you're going to not like me at some point. And they laugh on the recruiting calls, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty serious. And then when they come the first week that we come here, they move onto campus, it's the same thing. I'm like, there is going to be a time this year that you do not like me. You will probably call parents and not like me, and that's okay. But, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if you liked me every single day.
What is the recruiting pitch when you're talking to potential players that you would like to come and be a part of the golf team at Little Rock?
The big thing that I focus on is that we're a family. We do a lot of things together. We really are united as one, me included. My entire team is international. So that is the one thing that I push to them, that we are a family, we are one. And not only that, like, I give them a lot of ownership too. We have the practice schedules, and when I tell you I expect a lot, I expect a lot academically, I expect a lot on the golf course, and then, you know, we lead, I believe, the department in volunteer hours too. We go to Little Rock Animal Village. So, you know, I expect everything to kind of be graded A every semester that they're here. So, but, you know, for them to come away to a different country and know that we've all been through it, right? And I say that on my recruiting call the very first time. I'm like, I know what you're going through. I went through it. I'm probably the only coach in the U.S. that encourages the players to talk to other coaches. When they're first talking to me, I'm like, if you talk to other coaches, and if they say no or just a few, I'm like, go talk to 20 more. Go talk to them. Figure out if Little Rock is the place that you want to come. Because I don't want you to just come to Little Rock because I'm the only coach you've talked to. I always tell them, you know, we have the same job, but we all do it a different way. And they need to figure out that this is the right place for them.
When you show them the courses that they get to practice on.
Yeah.
I'm sure that pretty much sells them if they haven't been sold already, right?
Yeah, so it's very, very rare that we'll have the, like, my entire roster's international, as you've seen. It's very rare we get them on visits, but, you know, when we do, it's an easy sell. I've got a recruit who, she's coming in the fall, that she was actually on a visit here and at Mizzou and decided to come to Little Rock over going there, and that was pretty much the golf courses. You know, we have a facility out at Eagle Hill, but then to have access to Country Club of Little Rock, Pleasant Valley, Chenal, Diamante, and Hot Springs, like, being able to show them every single course. And they laugh, right? Because I give them an itinerary for the visit, and I'm like, okay, we've got one more golf course. Just one more. All right, we're jumping back in the van, because now we've got to drive here. The golf courses are pretty unique. Yeah. Probably some of the best in the country for any college program to have access to be honest.
I would think so, and the membership of those courses likes to see the Little Rock Trojan bags out there and the teams out there playing.
Yeah, they love it. Honestly, sometimes some of the members come up to me and they're telling me stats that I didn't even know about my team. You know, they'll come up and they'll always know how the girls are done. They know all of the girls. They remember where they're from. If the members have been there, they're talking to them about their home country. But I'm pretty certain I had one of the gentlemen at Pleasant Valley last year come up to me and they're like, so Anna played the par fives great in Vegas. And I'm like, huh? And they're telling me how many under par she is and how many birdies. And I'm like, okay, so you guys really do pay attention to what we're doing.
Yes, they do. I mean, they're invested in it. And that's, from a coach, I think that's good to see that your fans really want to be invested in what you're doing.
It is. You know, I definitely think as a golf coach, we go to these amazing facilities and golf clubs, and we never want to be a hindrance, right? And we never want to feel like the membership are thinking we're taking it for granted. And that's something I always make sure other girls are aware of whenever we're out there. But, you know, to have that sense of feeling that we are welcome, that they actually enjoy us being there. Like, we don't feel like we're walking on glass the entire time we're out there in practice. And I think that's why the teams got so good. And the players get better and better each year is because they feel like they're at home, right? They feel comfortable. They're able to excel. So the clubs here definitely take care of us. That's for sure.
All right, let's go back to the conference tournament.
Yeah.
Because that's where you got to win it to get to the NCAA tournament. And I know it was windy over there. It was some tough conditions. But like you said, growing up in the UK, you know how to play in the wind. And you tried to explain that to your players. And it seemed like it worked.
It did. And we definitely, you know, went into it with a different mindset. I think, as a coach and probably the entire team, we probably approached the 2023 conference championship the wrong way. We were new to the OVC. We were used to the Sun Belt. I think we had a different kind of level of expectation of what we were going to do. And 2023, you know, we didn't win. We got beat. And that was kind of the driving force all year this year, was to make sure that we were going and to the 2024 conference championship with a mindset that we had work to do. They weren't going to hand us the trophy after our first tee shot. Like, we had 54 holes. Little bit about me, I'm excessively OCD. I have a structure, it has to follow it. The girls will tell you the story, but in 2023, we weren't able to get the workout in on the Friday morning before leaving, and that just threw me out of whack. Come this year, the girls were already like, we've already got workouts ready. Like, we're having them Friday morning. So you're in the right mindset going in. But yeah, going into the conference, it was basically every hole we play it. We have 54 holes. We can't win it after 9. We can't win it after 18. Obviously we had a great lead after 18, and, you know, going into day 2, I think the girls kind of got a little bit comfortable.
That happens.
That they got a little comfortable. Coach got a little stressed at some point because I think the lead got down to 1, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to go into an interesting final day. We were able to keep the lead, and then, you know, going into the final round, I was like, we play it like it's 18 holes, and we're here to win. The first 2 days haven't really happened, but we're here to win today. And, you know, they did what they needed to do.
When you're keeping up with the score on your phone as your girls are playing through and you get down to like 16 or 17 and you see it and you're like, okay, we just need one more player to finish, What was that like?
It was stressful. I'm pretty certain, especially so on day 2, I know there was a couple of times that supporters were texting me and I was trying not to follow live scoring, and they would text me just little phrases being like, what just happened, or oh my goodness, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on right now, I'm not following, so please don't, like, can we just stop? Give me a. And they were just laughing. They were like, oh, sorry, we thought you'd be looking at live score. And like, it went bad at some point in that round, too. So I was just like, I really don't want to press refresh on Golf Stat. but, you know, on the final day, luckily the course we played, I had a good viewpoint of pretty much the last 4 holes. But like I said, I was refreshing it. Like, I'd see someone walk off the 18th green, and I'd just be refreshing, waiting for the officials to like update it. And I'd be like, okay, they're in. All right, next one. But yeah, it was a little stressful. And then, you know, I was walking Anna in, wanted to make sure that she got the win she deserved individually. That was important to me too, on top of the team. And people were already texting me being like, hey, congrats on the win. And I'm thinking, I have 2 holes left and there's plenty of water on these holes. And, you know, Anna's an amazing player. So I don't think she could have messed that up that bad, but, you know, we've seen worse.
It's golf.
It's golf.
Anything can happen.
It is golf. So I'm just like, you guys have to stop right now. Like, yeah. Haven't won it yet. Two holes to go. But no, they did good. It was stressful, but they did good.
Have you gotten back in the good graces with American Airlines? Because I know going to the NCAA championships in College Station, they lost your luggage. Your clubs didn't make it. Talk about that. Hey, everything has to fall into place. It didn't fall into place for your practice rounds down there.
It really didn't. And this is where it comes back to like the team being a family. The girls, I will give them credit. They took care of themselves and realized that, you know, I was dealing with it. We could do basically as much as we could do. I was definitely on the phone a lot. But, you know, the girls, they on that team to complain and whine. So I honestly don't think one person for 31 hours asked me where the clubs were. So, you know, to travel with six college kids and then basically put all of their trust in me, that was impressive on their part. Because I think they pretty much knew, like, I was doing everything I could. But, yeah, not one of them once was like, when are our clubs getting here, coach? Like, where are they? You know, they just knew we had to do what we did. We drove around the golf course for part of the practice round because obviously they moved the practice round a little early, the day early. And then once we finally had it, then we could kind of laugh about everything that happened. But yeah, it was definitely a learning curve, that experience. And it just never seemed to end. It was like one thing after another. So, but we got through it. We got through and we got to play.
Do you feel like next year there's going to be a bullseye on the back of your girls and the Little Rock women's golf team when you head to OVC play because you're the defending champs?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, the Moorhead coach Stephanie and I, we definitely understand the rivalry kind of between the two teams now. And you know, that's something I enjoy. I think it's great. And then Tennessee Tech, they always give a good round. So, you know, to have a rivalry with another OVC team, and we don't see them. So I think we'll probably see them once or twice through the entire year. So you really don't know, how they're going to perform on a course that your team is going up on too. So, you know, I think we're kind of creating that little inter conference rivalry between Moorhead and I. But, you know, we definitely put a tug on their back after 2023. So I'm sure they're doing the same thing to us right now.
Sure. No doubt about that. All right. Final couple of questions.
Yeah.
Favorite golf course you've ever played?
Shadow Creek.
Vegas?
Yep.
Yeah. That was pretty quick. I haven't played it, but I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah. Shadow Creek and then Royal Lytham. I love Lynx Golf. So Lynx Golf is... If you haven't played it, everyone needs to go play Lynx Golf at least once.
I can second that, definitely. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would it be?
Okay, Seve, Tiger Woods, I'm a big Tiger girl, and my brother and I. And then my dad watching because he don't play.
So he can go watch.
Yeah, he can just walk around and drink a beer or something.
I'm sure he would have fun doing that, watching his daughter. Well, Jenna, thanks so much. Congratulations again, OVC Coach of the Year and the Little Rock Trojans, OVC Champions.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
That'll do it for this edition of From the Short Grass. Remember, if you missed any episodes, you can find it anywhere you get your podcast and even on our YouTube channel now. Just search From the Short Grass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you soon from the short grass.
You've been listening to From the Short Grass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.